News. I'm Ryan Daniels. It's official. President Joe Biden has won the Democratic nomination to run for re-election. It lines up a rematch with former President Donald Trump. Trump has clinched the Republican nomination. This, as there are still several primary election votes left to collect and count in several U.S. states. The man who was in charge of the DOJ classified documents investigation of President Biden, which resulted in no criminal charges, is testifying before Congress.
My team and I conducted a thorough, independent investigation. We identified evidence that the president willfully retained classified materials.
Robert Hur offered testimony before a House committee Tuesday. Democratic lawmakers wanted to hear Hur admit errors in judgment. Republicans, on the other hand, wanted to hear more about why Hur described Biden as elderly with a bad memory. The White House says it's time to lay the Biden documents case to rest. The Senate's Republican leader urging the GOP-controlled House to vote on a bipartisan foreign aid package before it's too late. USA's John Schaefer.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell.
Well, as we all know, the world is literally at war. Our friends in Ukraine are running out of ammo, and our friends in Israel need help as well.
Last month, senators approved a $95 billion national security package. However, Speaker Johnson has hesitated to schedule the bill for voting, insisting that aid to Ukraine be tied to significant policy adjustments at the U.S.-Mexico border.
This, as a new $300 million weapons shipment package to Ukraine is being prepped by the White House. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is confirming earlier reports about his potential shortlist for VP candidates in his third-party run for president. On Tuesday, it was reported RFK Jr. was speaking to NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers, as well as former Minnesota governor and professional wrestler Jesse Ventura. This is USA News.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renters and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
More than a dozen Democrats are siding with Republicans on a House resolution that harshly criticizes President Biden and his administration for its policy at the southern border. On Tuesday, 14 Democrats voted with House Republicans to back a resolution that accuses both Biden and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas of intentionally violating U.S. immigration law. Last month, House Republicans rejected Biden's bipartisan bill that included border security reform. The embattled head of the Uvalde Police Department in Texas is resigning. Chief Daniel Rodriguez will leave the office in April. The city's not saying why he is stepping down. Rodriguez was on vacation in Phoenix when an armed gunman stormed the town's elementary school, killing 19 students and two teachers back in May 2022. Americans with children may be getting a little more of a tax break when filing this tax season. The child tax credit increased for tax year 2023, and IRS spokesperson Stacey Engel says those who qualify can get up to $2,000 per child.
That's $2,000 per dependent that reduces your tax liability. So it could increase your refund. Now, the child tax credit is not a refundable credit. It reduces the amount of your tax on your return.
Qualifying children include sons and daughters under the age of 17, stepchildren, and eligible foster children as well. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.